Back here on K-Man's In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. One final segment here left before 10 o'clock. And let's talk about what's coming up on Tuesday at the Manhattan City Commission meeting, because you guys are presenting.
Yeah, so every year, and it's usually, I think, the last meeting of the year. Every year we go present both our economic development program and our Convention Visitors Bureau program. For our annual report, as the commission considers our contracts for the next year, we hold the contract to do tourism for the community, and that's funded through a percentage of the transient guest tax that's collected at hotels. And so every time you go to a hotel, and then every city charges them, right? But the hotels will charge a transient guest tax on top of the sales tax. That all goes into a separate fund. And it's governed by the enabling legislation in Kansas on what that can be spent on. And one of those items, of course, is promoting tourism. And it's one of the items that the hotels are obviously want to see happen, too, because they want more people to come visit. And I'm not going to go too in-depth in that. You all have Karen on every month, and she gives you the update on what they're doing. And Karen is definitely one of the best Convention Visitors Bureau directors in the state, if not the country, and has been doing it here for a long time. And she'll do her report, and they do quarterly reports. So they're very transparent in dealing with the city commission on what's going on. And they'll come up again and do their year-end report kind of summary. And the commission will consider funding them as the agency for their tourism promotion for 2022. Then on the economic development side, we've had a contract with the city for a number of years. We are the lead economic development agency for the community. It's a little bit different in the economic development side in that we actually raise more private money, so through businesses and other organizations, to fund our economic development program than we ask from the city. And we do have dedicated economic development funds that have been approved by Manhattan voters for, I think, 25 years. And those funds come from that. So it doesn't come from a general fund. It's not funds that can be spent on general fund activities. It's separate, just like the TGT tax. And going forward, in fact, there has to be a certain amount every year spent on job development. And so we're the lead agency, and by the city investing in us, they actually get a 2-for-1 match, or 1-for-1 match, so two, you know, basically $2 of a program for every dollar that they invest. And so we're able to do a lot more leveraging the city and the private money to do our economic development program, which I'm very excited about where we are with that right now. We really kicked off our program again about a year and a half ago, and the advancements that we made, and I came from the economic development world into the chamber, and so I've been in economic development business now for 25 years, and the advancements we've made over the last 18 months are unlike any other time that I've been in this business. And, you know, we have, I think, one of the best economic development staffs in the country, Darren Solden, who we recruited he's been here. He's a Manhattan native and been here a while, but he has experience running an SBDC office. He had experience as the chamber president in Wamego, and he worked for the chamber in Junction City, and he actually previously worked in economic development at the Manhattan Chamber. So a lot of experience and is just really does a great job. George Kant, who we recruited from Overland Park, he was a guy that grew up here, went to college at, I believe, KU, and then ended up at Overland Park working for Sprint in their business development division for a number of years, served in the Overland Park City Commission for 12 years. The day I hired him, I said, and actually we hired him initially in the tourism department, I said, that is the most overqualified person I've ever hired. But George is managing our existing business program. He's been in front of over 200 businesses since he's been in that job for about a year and a half. Then also works on initiatives that have been identified by those businesses as either opportunities or things that are hindering their growth, including leading our child care task force. So he is the staff person that is leading our task force that's working on solutions that deal with child care. And then he also has created a number of industry councils that are basically micro-focused on specific industries and what we can do to help. So manufacturing, for instance, is one. Healthcare is another one, and just does an outstanding job. Amber Wilhelm, who we brought on to launch our talent program. So we are now as active in trying to attract people as we are attracting companies. And because talent is where companies are following talent. And if you don't have a talent strategy, you're going to get knocked when companies are evaluating you for investment. And we launched, which we've talked about in here before, we launched Made for Manhattan this year, which is a website dedicated to providing information to people that are thinking about moving to Manhattan. And then a number of other materials that we've created to help local HR professionals as they're recruiting people to the community and also their spouses, right? So you have to recruit the person to take the position, but then usually you have to also recruit the spouse and the kids. And so what can we do to help with that process? Amber also has been to 25 or more career fairs in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Nebraska at colleges and universities to try to get people to take jobs in Manhattan and move to Manhattan. She's also very engaged with the Soldier for Life program at Fort Riley to see if we can connect soldiers to jobs in the community so they'll stay here when they separate as well. So, and she's done a tremendous job launching all those programs. She also manages our Young Professionals program. And so we have that connectivity now between our young professionals and then people who are considering the community. And so hopefully we get people who move here connected quicker, because we find that people who connect tend to stay longer. And that's ultimately what we want. And then the last thing is our military affairs program, which is Janet Nichols. I think everybody knows Janet. She does a great job. So we will be discussing all those items with the commission. Again, the city funds about 40% of the overall program, 45%. The rest comes from private sector funding. And we're very fortunate in Manhattan. And part of the reason why I was attracted to the job here, we were very fortunate in the private sector engagement in economic development. And that doesn't happen in a lot of places. From a per capita standpoint, we probably are one of the leading communities in private sector funding for economic development. And which is important because we don't have a lot of the natural advantages that other places have, right? We don't have a high population. We're not a suburb to a large population. And we're, you know, so we have to work a lot harder to get people's attention than we would say if we were Lawrence and we're right outside of Kansas City and people would consider it even if they were considering a Kansas City metro location. So I'm very excited to get the opportunity to go talk about what we're doing, the advancements that we're making. You know, the one of the downsides to economic development reporting is we spend enormous amounts of time on potential projects that we have to sign confidentiality notices and non-disclosure agreements. And so a lot of the things that we work on, we can't even talk about right now. But I will say this, when I got here, we had about a 5 to 6 project list. So our pipeline was about 5 to 6 potential projects for the community. We just passed in August 50. So we have 50 right now open projects. It's a little over 50 now. And so as that pipeline gets bigger, the opportunities get bigger. And at the end of the day, if we have to create jobs so this community will grow so that we can maintain the quality of life that we expect. And if we don't grow and people aren't working and people aren't making more money than they're making now, then we'll stagnate and we'll continue to see what happens every year where governing bodies are struggling to choose between raising tax rates or cutting services. And we think the only way to avoid that is to grow.
All right. Well, good stuff. And we'll be looking forward to that report here on Tuesday. We also want to just remind people that you're having your chamber retreat next month, January 13th.
13th and 14th, and we'll have the agenda out for that very soon. We have a draft agenda, and we just have to get all our partners to sign off on it. But I'm excited about what that's going to look like. We're going to talk, I think, a lot about community vision. We're going to talk maybe about facilities to encourage tourism, which will be fun. So look forward to that, and look for that agenda probably next week.
All right. Well, if I don't see you before, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You all too. We appreciate getting the opportunity to be on here every month and look forward to next year.
All right. That's Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Manhattan.org is their website. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have K-State Research and Extension. We'll have John Jobe on. We'll also have the Riley County Senior Center and some folks from Ascension Via Christi talking about some new oncology initiatives they are launching at the hospital.